1984 Sephardic Archives interview. Brooklyn, New York.
So you know what we're doing?
I think so. You want a compilation of everything that we have in our...
We're really interested in knowing about the musical tradition, and I think right now we're really interested in knowing about the pizmonim and the bakashot, or whatever you choose to...
Yes, but what does Mo tell you about bakashot?
Mo talked mainly today about the tradition in general and about pizmonim. He didn't. He talked about makam.
Oh, yes.
What is your area of special?
I don't know nothing about music. All I know is, I don't know no notes, anything like that.
Uh-huh.
All I know is what we learned when we went home on Saturday.
That's what we
and
learned.
In the synagogues, you know. And anybody continually listens to something, they can get it very, very simple. Of course, it's easy when you're young, you know. It just comes natural.
Yeah.
And bakashot is something that's sung only on Saturday mornings, before prayers. You can sing for at least 2.5 hours if you want, you know. But usually, they try to do it faster, about an hour and a half or so. But in, like in Jerusalem, they can stay there like for 4 hours, and this is all done before prayers. So when it's time to pray, already you're all wound up, or, you know. And those are really original music. I mean, I don't think they take it from any Arabic music or anything like that. I think it's something that I think the people that wrote the words may also made the music. I'm not sure about that. But they're original sounds, original music, but gorgeous.
So you can sing the tradition.
Yeah, I could sing, but it's about maybe about 40 pages. But I don't know. Did he show you the book of Pizmonim?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you got it. I had a mistake not to bring it.
Oh, because you guys, you can start from the beginning till the end, and each one has like about 5 or 6 verses, and then from one song it goes into another song, and from another song goes to another song, and it keeps going till the end, mm-hmm. and they start to pray after that. Mm-hmm. But it's marvelous music. I mean, people put them in notes. I don't know if anybody put them in notes. I think there's a person by the name of Gabriel Shrem that has worked with somebody, I don't know where, and I think he put all these things in notes, but he knows more about it than I do.
Well, we'd really be interested in hearing, you know, what you know about. I mean, you know, other people can talk with us about makam or
whatever.
Yeah,
you want to hear the sounds, how they sound?
Yes,
or things
very
like,
much.
Yeah.
If you would
but,
say
I wish I had a book. Maybe I can go next door and get a book from the synagogue.
Yeah, I do have... I'm sorry
Let
I
me
didn't
see.
Bring a book. That was a mistake. This
I can get one from next door if you want.
Can we get it from next door?
I can get one from the... is it?
Okay.
Do you have one down in the archives?
Try to get a postponed book? I'll go
no,
from,
because they said they didn't have any. We
well, they wouldn't give
kidding.
Me one. They
yeah.
they have, but they wouldn't
yeah.
give
is
me.
It?
Yeah.
I mean, they yeah, have
maybe
one.
Maybe I go. Let me see if I go in the car.
Do you have one in the car?
I'll take a look.
You want me to go look in your car? If you give me the keys?
My car. Oh, you find a big crap in a joint. You want me? I'll take 5 minutes if you want me to go look. Or else I can borrow a book from the synagogue. From
right.
Why? What's the big deal? Take a second.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, you saw this book,
huh? Here's it.
So... You can see all the work they have in this. This is all poetry. And sometimes when they write a song like, and the name is like for a person by the name of Abraham, the first letter starts with A, the next verse with a B, and the whole the... Mm-hmm. Get that? So now you want to know about the bakashot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bakashot starts from page 8. And it ends on page 72. So that's 60 some odd pages of songs that we know. And thank God I know 99% of them all. It was very easy to learn when you're young. So you want to know how the first one goes? The reason why I'm telling you the first one is because I remember my brother-in-law. He used to tell me, when he was a child, he used to hear his father dress early in the morning on Saturday morning, about 4 in the morning, and he's still like half asleep, and he would hear his father singing the first Bekashot song, trying to wake him up to come with him. So I'm a lot of breath first. So now just imagine, this is the first Bekashot song. El mistater beshafrir hebyon hasechel ne'alam mekol rayon ala ta'alot mukhtar becheter elyon Keter yitenu lecha Adonai. That's the first song, you see. So you can imagine the synagogue is all empty, and about 10, 15 people start to sing this. And as the time goes, there'll be more and more and more people coming and joining in. So this is the first one. This is for Abraham. So it starts with El, which is the Aleph, and then Bereshit and Rehavot. And everyone is, it's all poetry. And it's just praises of God. Then he goes into another song. After he finished that, he goes right into another song. Lema'acha ve'lolanu lema'ancha ve'lolanu vol shok be'me'a. And it goes into another song. But each song has about 6-7 verses. And every song is different. May sound, you just heard two of them, may sound almost alike, but they're not. And I don't know what else. I mean, what should I do?
Do you have to get from one song to another by using a...
Oh, you see what happens sometimes. When you finish one song, all of a sudden they have like a little psalm of David or something, and they sing it, and before they end the song, they have to go into the what he probably was telling him, Makam, to fit into that song for the next verse, because not every song is the same song, it ends like, or it begins where it ends, for the next song, it may end on a different altogether scale, like we ended off like, Veshamadlik Ameno, Ra. Then they say this psalm and they end off to go into the next song, which is not the same account as we've just finished. The one we just finished goes like this, Ra. But then the next one goes, Yomar Na Yisera. Altogether different makam. But we end off, Yomar Na Yisera. Shira le elayom, Rohashim zimratel, El Neroshun yom yom. Then I have another verse before the next song. The next song is a little different melody. Yemotai kaluke. See what I mean? All the difference. And this is the way it is. But they're beautiful, huh? Yes, sir.
Is this all sung congregationally? Everybody
congregationally,
together?
Yes.
Not any solo?
Right, solo. There's some solos, but, there's some solo. The person himself has a nice voice. He sings one voice by himself, nice, you know. But usually it's all sung, you know. And so they're all beautiful. Everyone is... You don't appreciate it till you get older. When you're young and you're singing, well, you know, you think you want to hear some. I don't know. Kama Elohai Tomo Gemalta Ani Shale Babi. Chagamaha Shabi Dibre Nemo Atcha Yemar Bebelebi Lapte Teshuka ki kholye yemotai ki kholye yemotai hezed me chakta. Then you go into the next verse and you go ni ben, the next person takes the solo. But that's just one, and I sometimes imagine 100 piece orchestras singing, playing these tunes, and it's original. See, it's not copied from anything other. That's one. Then you go with the other songs.
You say that one, somebody takes a solo there.
When you end up like this, and then I keep going.
And that particular song is
that
always
particular
done,
song, yeah,
always
that's
done
right.
That
yeah.
And when you were a very small child,
that's right. Yeah, you know, like Friday night after Shabbat, after we finish eating, we start singing. You know, it's just around my brother and I, my father, every week. You know, he'll tell us a story about the portion of the week, and we lived on the east side, nice coal stove, seven kids. You know. and then in the morning we go to synagogue and we sing the songs in the morning, you know. It was a way of life, you know. And it was very nice. Let me see what else.
Have you always lived in New York City?
I was born in New York City. I was born on the east side.
When did your parents come here from?
They came maybe in 1910 or something like that.
From Aleppo?
Right on, Aleppo. At that time. Yes, both of them. And,
You're starting the book with the first Bakashot.
Right, yeah. Mr. Ted, right.
When Bakashot is sung, do they always start with the first one in the book?
If they want, because sometimes over here they start late, so they start from the middle of the book, you know.
What time do they start?
But if you want to read the whole thing, like in Israel, they start 3 a.m, so they start from the beginning till the end. It takes about 3.5 hours.
What time do you start?
See, over here they start 7 o'clock. They only sing for an hour.
7 o'clock.
They start from the middle of the book, you know. Because first of all, they don't even know the beginnings. Some of these people, they don't know the beginning, so that's why they start from the. You know, that's the truth. You know, they don't know.
So
there's very few people, yeah. But they have a tape of all these in Jerusalem. They made a tape of all. You can ask Dave Towell. They have a tape of all beautiful voices. Uh-huh. About 3 hour tape. Ask Dave, ask Mo. He'll give you the tapes of these. And of course, you see, we sing it plain the way we were taught from Halab. Uh-huh. So now in Jerusalem, they made it like a little fancy and mm-hmm. but. I'd say like it's 80% pure, but they, you know, they make it because they have nice voices and they change it around a little, and but it's very, it's marvelous.
So the order is set and the melodies are set wherever they're sung.
Right. Every song is sung the way it is. Every one has its own song.
And would it be sung the same way in Egypt, say, for instance, as it would be in Syrian?
Sometimes they take verses, the original verses that way. Then they take the other verses and they make it like in a modern tune, what they know, which fits into the tune that they want. That's in Israel, they do that, you know. We see some of these in Ashkenazic, but they have probably a different tune, or it's not the our tune at all. But they haven't got much. They haven't got much of a selection. If any person would take a look at this, they'll think it is Einstein here. You know, we don't know all of them.
Yeah.
These are old, hundreds of years old. They're lost. They're gone forever. All we know is the ones we know.
Are the package shop melodies which you sing here, are they the same ones that you were brought up with as a child? Have any new melodies been introduced to the package shop?
No, not in the package shop. You see, no. For instance, now we have like poets, like you have a bar mitzvah. You know what happens? You go over to the person, he'll write a song for your son. What's the son's name? Siyon. He writes Siyon, who his mother was, who his father was, who his brothers, all in that particular, and he'll make his own song up, an Arab song or something like that, just for this particular bar mitzvah. Or if there's a wedding thing, and whatever the, that's a poet, which we had, by the name of Ash'ar, I don't know this guy, this person here, Ash'ar over here. Here's another one, Rafael Tabush. He was in Halab. He was a genius, and he would go into these places where they drink coffee, you know, ahwe, place, and he'd hear an Arab melody, and in 1 second they'll put Hebrew words into it, and he'll come back to the synagogue, and he'll write it, and they'll sing it. But the words are exactly, like he'll hear it in Arabic, he'll put the same words in Hebrew that you think it's Arab words. The song, the words, the Hebrew words, but they sound like, in poetry, it'll sound exactly like he's listening to an Arab song.
Were any songs written for you or your family?
Not me. I don't know. No, I don't think so. I want to show you one that. Let me see. This is a joke, but it's a very. I just want to show you the genius of this particular poet. Musa Ash'ar, you know Ash'ar? So this guy, he wrote a song about mitzvah for somebody. Okay, let me see where it is. You see, in Sephardic music, we, like for instance, we never mixed with Goyim as far as religion is. But we took from them their music and put it in our Hebrew words. So in other words, the culture was the same, and there was no that we got along with them. We ate the same food. We listened to the same music. Only we changed the Arabic words to Hebrew words. We had plays in Hebrew. Let me see. Okay, 322. I just want to give you a little anecdote of this person that told me this story. Now, here's a bar mitzvah boy. His name, the father's name was Shemuel and Ser and Nesser. So now he has his wife by the name of Sanyar. Arabic, her name was Sanyar. So now he tells this person, please write a nice song for me. My son is Biba Misfit, his name is Siyon, and I've put all my family's name. So he's looking all over, and he says, after the song was finished, he said, you have my name here, Shem El, like Shemuel, and Yin Sereni, Nasser, and all these words, and Siyon, his son is Bar Misfit, but where did you put my wife? So he says over here, watch this. Behodeshni Sanyar Eni. He broke a tour, Nisan, which is the month of Nisan, and Yereni, he showed me. So he broke the Ni, so watch this. Ni, San, Yer, 322 in the book. Huh. Any more questions? I don't know. But you get more from other people. You'll get the Cabasso knows a lot. Cabasso is my nephew, by the way.
And
no. There's this guy, she got in touch with Shrem. He knows a lot. He knows more than any Opus One, he knows more than I think anybody. And there's for every occasion, there's for bar mitzvah, for bris, for pidyon, for marriage, all different soil. And every single week, like for instance, this week when Abraham the portion of the week was when Abraham was circumcised. So there's a special tune for that week, where for circumcision we sing a certain song, and the whole praise for that Saturday morning is based around that. Then the next week will probably be a happy, somebody gets mad, and the whole thing changes, the ma'am, which probably Mo was telling you about, changes, and that's for that week. So every week, almost, there's about 8 different makamat. So it's never like a boring thing. It's never like every single Saturday a person comes in, you're going to hear the same songs. There's no such thing. For each one, there's about 10 different ones. And there's, you know, we sing like Nishmat, Shav'at, a different tune, El Hoda'ot, a different tune, Semehim B'Satam, a different tune, Mim Misraim, a different tune, and Kiddushah. Sort of, it's like the whole congregation joins in. It's not like a participation in listening to one cantor on. It becomes boring after a while. They don't even participate. This way, and that's why you always find a Sephardic shul. It's always mobbed, always young, and the old is always filled. Well, on the other hand, I mean, Ashkenaz is if you're really very, very religious, it's crowded. Otherwise, there's no in between. The shuls are empty. Because there's no, you know, it's either all or nothing. But with us, it's straight down the middle. There's no this way, no that way. And that's why we don't chase anybody away. We don't knock anybody. And that's the way it is all over. That's what I think, anyways.
You just made a comment, and I just wanted to be sure I understood. You said the Pismon last week there was a Torah portion about the circumcision of Abraham.
Right.
And therefore that the Pismonim for that day would have to
with the ma'am. That's right, because when you go to circumcision, there's a special song we sing for circumcision. So we based this song on the whole melody of that particular week for that portion, the makam.
If I went to a Brit Milah, to a
yes, you'll hear. Oh, yes, of course. Yes, if you want to hear it, I'll play it for you.
But as far as the bakashot, that would not vary week to the next.
No, bakashot has nothing to do with the prayers or nothing. No, the bakashot is strictly by itself. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to do with the... You could, you know, like when we're singing a Kaddish, mm-hmm. we could pick out the song from the bakashot to sing the tune. And the Kaddish, which is that's not so bad.
Do you ever sing? I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
Different words to the same tune.
Different words to the same tune. Of course. Like for instance, there's a tune that Im Kulsum sings. You know the Arabic. So now you got a guy like El Nadaf. He'll make up his mourn. Different words for bar mitzvah or a wedding, and he'll base it on that tune. And that's what you want to know, right? Yeah.
Circumcision, that being basically a more solemn rite, would there be any joyous music or more happy music songs?
That's a happy tune too, Sabah. It's a nice tune. If you want me to sing it for you, I'll give you an idea how it sounds. Well, I think it's, 410. This song was sung on you try to figure out the different ma'ams, which I sang before. Maybe it's very difficult, but this is different altogether.
Simcha belibi b'cheshayim b'yoma.
That's the tune for that particular thing. And they got about 4 different songs, 4 milah, you know. Matomana'im dabar. It's on the same vein as ta ta da 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 da. And then you got another song which gives a different ma'am altogether. Listen to this ma'am. Enoch mahalal nibi lefine loe abi lechebodechem dat lebabi Eliyahu hanabi. Altogether different.
That's
for circumcision, yeah. You see, and we got so in front of you. See, in the back here, it has so like I want to show you something. Oh, like over here. It's got if you give birth to a girl, it's a song for a girl. You remember a boy, this is the song for Hanukkah, this song for Shabbat, the 7th day of Pesach, The songs for Shavuot, when the Torah was given. The songs for when a person gives birth to a boy. The songs for Purim. The songs that, the songs for Rosh Hashanah, the songs for Sukkot, the songs for Shemini Aser, the songs for Simchat Torah. We have a million songs, and for each occasion it's... go ahead. What do you mean?
Do most people know what they're singing? Do they know what it means?
I don't think so. Oh, yeah, maybe.
When you sing, do you know what the words mean?
Not complete, not 100%, no. But I get the gist of it, you know. You see, we were taught, first we were taught how to read. Read perfect. When you read perfect, the next stage is ta'amim. Ta'amim is the song. How a song is, there's special vowels on top of each, there's marks on how to sing the song. And after that, we learn sharah. Sharah is the meaning of the words which we were taught in Arabic. So it's not like today, they start from the top and the basic, they can't pronounce the words perfect. They can't pronounce the head, they can't pronounce the ayin. When they want to say like God is with you, you're supposed to say Adonai Imachem, right? Imachem. So what do they say? Adonai Imachem, God is your mother. No, because the pronunciation is not there. No, because the pronunciation is say instead of . Now you can't say you say kh. So it's all together different. It changes the whole meaning around. So that's what I'm trying to say, like even today they're not really taught perfect. I fortunately had rabbis. Well, they came from the other country and they didn't know how to speak English. They thought it's just Hebrew and perfect and the tune. And there's tunes for Nevi'im, there's tunes for Mishle, there's tunes for Tehillim, there's tunes for Echa, there's tunes for everything, which these kids today know more. They don't know.
In the book, in the index, how are the Pismonim organized? I mean, is it through the calendar year?
No, let me see. No, you see, according to Makam, that's right, according to Makam, yeah. That's right. According to Nahuend is like Ashkenaz. Oh, how we dance, da da da. That's like, yes.
Are any of the Pizmonim actually sung in synagogue? As against festivities or whatever at home or.
You know when they're sung. You know when they're sung. We have like every Saturday, we have over here. Go up to Shara Sion. You come one day. You'd be amazed.
We went there.
I mean, the whole group. On a Saturday, if you can ever make it. First of all, they have probably 10 occasions for the day. That'd be a bat, that'd be a van, a boy, a girl, two weddings, a guy's going to get married, a guy's engaged, a guy came back from his honeymoon. Then they're going to pronounce the boy's name if he has it. So for each and every time a person goes to the synagogue, every time he goes up to the Torah, they sing a song for him. The next guy comes down, it'll be a bat, a different song for a girl. And then after that, whoever has an affair has a big spread at the home. And they go to their homes, 60, 80 people, and they all start singing songs. Mm-hmm. Where are they?
And when
they
sing Easter song at their homes, do they have instruments?
No, you're not allowed on Shabbat to play instruments.
Oh, of course.
No, not on Shabbat. Probably if you want to get together Saturday night and sing the song, of course. In fact, there's a tape by Joe Cotton, has a tape of Pizmonim with, I don't know if you had that.
Or the Israel tape we have.
That's right. See, so all these are Pizmonim. And he's great, this guy. You know, he's a musician. I'm not a musician. So I can't even know. I can have everything in my head, I can know how the concerto or Nef solo goes by the piano, but I can't play it because I never in my life even played that. I'm a jazz fan, by the way.
He's got an incredible collection.
Yeah. Anything else?
What jazz in particular?
I'll tell you what jazz. You see, when I was a kid, I loved Artie Shaw. I think he was way ahead. And Tommy Dorsey and all this. But then when I was in the Army, I heard somebody from the West Coast, U.S. Army, by the name of Kenton. I just went wild about the guy. I used to go crazy for his music. He was so fantastic that when I came back from the army, whenever he came to the East Coast, Carnegie Hall, New Jersey, the State Pit, me and my wife would drive and we'd go, and I'd tape every single album and a video. And the guy died about 4 years ago. I got a book to stick about his life. So he's my, like, I love that guy, you know.
Do you see any connections between the two musics?
No, but I only wish I ever, you know, like, because he was such an advanced person with all kind of different music. You know, he tried so many things, even like static, you know, you go, you're Benny Goodman, you hear one song you played 40 years ago. This guy, every year, he played something, he tried everything, strings and French horns, and he did everything. So if I knew something about music, I would probably write a concerto for one of these percussion. You know what I mean? And probably he would say, wow, this is really original. Am I right? Because an American would write something like an American music, you know, Gershwin or whatever. But something like this, an American would write something oriental that never came about. Because I don't know music, you see. But I mean, if I read a lot about him where people came and gave him manuscripts and, you know, Spanish. He tried everything, you know. Cuban music, opera, everything. Anything else?
Who starts the Bacchus off? I mean, you don't have to have the cantor from the synagogue.
No. Plain people will sit down and start to miss, and it all join in, and it'll be beautiful.
Is the chazan, is the cantor ever there?
Not really. No, it doesn't, you don't need the chazan for that. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're all chazanim and they're together and they sing, you know, but just plain people. They have this in Mexico too. They have a lot of, they have a big Sephardic Syrian community there. And they have percussion too. But it's a dying thing. Can I tell you a story that's maybe you'd never believe, but it's true, it happened. I don't know if you ever saw the 67th Street Synagogue. That was the first synagogue they built when they came to Brooklyn, 1920. Now, since 1920 till about 7 years ago, Bakashot never stopped. Every single morning, on a Saturday morning, till 7 years ago, you know this Egyptian Hazan Salem? Uh-huh. It was snowing, the snow was up to here. He comes in, the door is locked, nobody there. His voice is in there, Bakashot. Nobody was there. And if you go into this synagogue, you really feel something spiritual. I take people come from Israel, like Rabbi, I say, look, you know, you've seen plenty of synagogues in your life. I want to show you something. I open the door. I said, don't go in yet. I put the lights on. I open the door. And then you go in. And then they're starry, because they can feel, because we had such great rabbis in that synagogue, really, really great men. When I say great men, plain, average, no, none of this, you know, real down-to-earth people, but they're really, today we see them as like, we can build an edifice for each one of them, but we don't, because that's what not. They go straight to the Hechal, they kiss to whatever there is there to kiss, and they never saw anything like it. Remember I told you I wanted to take you? But you never went. See? So next time.
We'll make an appointment.
No, I really mean it. Any afternoon, people go in Amsterdam and they see these synagogues, and they go to Jerusalem and Tosafot, and they go to these places. But we have right over here, and I live right around the corner from it. And I go every Saturday morning, I pray in that jewel. Used to be, you know how Shaar HaZion was? Mob, that's why it used to be there, because they all lived there at one time. Now they all moved to here. There's about 20 people on Saturday night. But it's still nice, and I love it. So yes.
Did I hear you say that the singing of Bacchus is a dying tradition? Did you say that?
Yeah, because I don't know if it's... I don't know. You know, only people that know it is the very few people that come to the synagogue. I mean, the young people don't know it. That's what I mean by dying. See, it's still going on, but...
We've heard that, you know, young people are learning Pismonim, but they're not learning Bacchus.
No, not Bacchus. Pismonim, they only know a few. Why not?
I don't know why not. If they came to school in the morning and heard it, they would learn. I mean, if anybody's interested, you know, I teach a lot of bat mitzvah boys. I teach bat mitzvah boys. And when I see a kid that really has potential, I say, you know, you could be, how many in your fingers, how many count, how many people know how to read a Sefer Torah? Very, very few. I say, you could be one of them. But you talk to them, you talk to them. I say, you know what's going to happen? You're going to see me 7 years later, and you say, gee, Mickey, I wish I listened to you. But they're all the same. They don't, and they have potential. So you say, why don't they know? What are you going to do? I mean, you're not going to go. Nobody's going to go to yeshiva and start singing bakashot to them. They'll figure, that's it. We've got more important things to learn. I used to teach Pesmoni in Meg and David. Today I see these kids married and everything. They still know, and that's the only thing they remember. Other things, geography and all things, they might forget. And they're married and they say, wow, we sing it in the Sabbath now when they go. And they always remind me of it. That was the best class. I used to go there. 20 minutes a week, I used to teach him 2 Pesmonim a week. 2 Pesmonim a week, can you imagine? They were in law by 40 or so. And they know it. What else?
Do you think the fact that the young people seem to be more interested in Pesmonim than in Bakashot might have anything to do with the fact that the impression I've been getting is the Bakashot is more specifically a part of the religious service at one particular time of day, tied more to the liturgy, whereas
Pesmonim
can be done more
often? Pesmonim are happy and, you know, it's a festive thing, you know, but Bakashot is a class by itself. Mm-hmm. For a person that loves, like he sees a painting of art, this is what Bakashot is to people that are, you know, interested in music or something different. The other ones, they're going to sing together. That's different, but Bakashot is in a class by itself, I think. Mm-hmm. Anybody that knows it would agree with that point.
Mm-hmm. You said that you taught Pesmonim two a week.
I would go for 20 minutes to 3 classes. I had 9 classes for the week. Mm-hmm. I would go to one room, 20 minutes, to another room, and then 20 minutes, another room, 20 minutes. And then the following day, I would go to another 3 different classes. And another day, 3 different classes. Uh-huh. And they would not. I'd bring all the books with me, I'd give them out, and I'd start, okay now, open up to page 107. And you could learn it in 2 seconds. Uh-huh. You repeat after me. Yom yom. Go ahead.
Yom yom.
Okay, you see, you know 2 letters already.
What would you teach us?
But
I'm telling you, 2 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, I'll teach you an easy one. I just to show you how. I'll show you. Okay, I'll teach you an easy one. I'll teach you a nice one. Okay, you ready? Okay. Repeat after me.
What page?
130. Melki le'am.
Melki le'am.
Etani.
Etani.
Pedutam, pedutam.
Pedutam, pedutam.
Chish maher.
Chish maher.
So we got so far. Melki le'am etani. Pedutam, pedutam. Chish maher. Next verse, same almost the same thing. The same thing as I'm just a simple one. The next words. Miyado yebom ani. Miyado yebom ani. Veye. Lahem Ezra.
Lahem Ezra.
And you got 2 notes. Veye lahem Ezra. Next verse is the same thing, different words. Shubha bibasereni lebotam lebotam tetair ke bizmanakad moni ahazir ha'atara boom boom ahazir ha'atara. You can learn it in 2 seconds. So right, 10 minutes you can learn this. Am I right? Repeat after me again. Malkile Ametani. Malkile Ametani. Pedutam, pedutam, hishmoir. Pedutam, pedutam, hishmoir. Miyad oye bumani, biyad oye bumani, veye lahem ezra, veye lahem ezra, veye lahem ezra, veye lahem ezra. So that makam is rust. Remember we were saying, remember the Ma'am we said for the bris? Different altogether. This is So that's the way it is. Another 5 minutes. Because I have to go say Kaddish with my sister. Passed away 3 weeks ago. Anything else? Isn't that a nice song? Your kids love it.
Great song.
They got together. Nam, bam, bam, bam. When the chief rabbi came to, so we have a song when a person comes and you want to welcome him, we have a welcome song for him. Baruch haba, and things like this. So when the chief rabbi came, I had 4 kids singing a song. The guy went out of his mind. He comes to America, English speaking, singing a song. He was back in Halab or something. So, you see, the roots of us is beautiful, but people have to be interested.
Are there different rhythms that are associated with different makam?
Right, right. Of course, each house. One is slow, one is beat, one is...
So with a certain makam, then you wouldn't use a certain rhythm, perhaps?
But each makam has not one rhythm. Each rhythm has different rhythms. They're not all slow and all...
Is there a word for rhythm?
What's that?
Is there a special word in Arabic?
Rhythm?
That you use? What do you
gonna,
talk
I don't
about
know.
It together?
I don't know for rhythm. We have just to show you, you think that every song, like in this Ma'amras, is that kind of rhythm. No, I'll give you another song. Melech Shochem. Shemeze mulam Hai muhtar becheter malam. And it goes on. But that's a little more solemn.
Yeah.
But it's still the same ma'am.
Rust. There might be a rhythm that's completely inappropriate for rust.
No, they're all every rhythm. No.
It changes from
nice. The ma'am itself is pretty.
When you use the word ma'am, is this just another form of makam or is it a separate word?
No, ma'am is just a special tune, a tune for each. I don't know how to. It's ma'am. It's a special
is the tune.
Music for that particular bum. And then different ma'am is different ma'am. Sabah, you get ras, you get sigah, you get jazz, you get. You know what I mean? Like Nahwan. Nahwan is da 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 da. Is there a difference between that and Ras or da 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 da? So we got another da 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 da. It's the same ma'am, which is called Nahwan.
Yeah.
Oh, da 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 da. It's the same ma'am, Nahwan. You see? What do you want to say?
No, it's just something Are there any Sabbaths when you don't have Bakashot, like, say, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur?
If it's a Saturday, we have Bakashot. Well, if Saturday falls on Rosh Hashanah, probably not, you know. But Shabbat, that's not to do with the holiday, really. People, I don't think so.
I know you have to go to Minyan and
yes, 4:30, yes.
When will we see you? Will we see you with Isaac Cabasso next week?
I hope so. Tuesday, he told me.
Do you know where?
Going.
And do I need to write you?
No, he's going to take me. I'll go with him if I have nothing to do.
Okay.
Okay, yes. I'm also a masseur.
Yeah, he's great massage.
Okay.
Okay.